Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everyone? It is Raw, the night on Monday night over here on Motorcycle Madhouse. How's everybody doing in that chat room over on YouTube and all the other platforms? We are on MotorcycleMadhouse.com right now. And boy, oh boys, after reporting the news today about Jersey dying and stuff like that, the conspiracy theories just went out the door. Holy cow. What's up, Marco? Tell me what you've been getting. I've been getting insanity.
Thanks, Hollywood. Super excited to see you here. And yeah, I put this out on, I'm actually live on TikTok now, as well on my channel there. I put this out earlier. It already had like 60,000 views. So it was a big news item. The very first, I got 10 to 15 instant messages and texts saying, the number one thing was that this is not, and listen, well, let me start by saying this. It's going to be hard to do this because we're going to be speculating a lot tonight. All right. So I want to make sure that the condolences to the family, Jersey, a human being has died here. You may or may not, obviously people have conspiracy theories. So we want to be respectful. You know what I mean? So it's really hard to kind of do this because there's a whole litany of people that say, here's what they're asking me. Is this a witness protection program protocol? And they provided some details that I will provide to you, and I'll let you make your own decisions. We have seen the paperwork, you and I, Hollywood, of what Jersey, you know, was in and what he was related to and all that stuff. So I guess there are, you know, and according to Victor, who we had on a couple of week after him, you know, he was going to be going back to testify and do all that stuff. So obviously, if he's truly gone, which, you know, that means all those other cases will be dismissed. So we'll see, actually. But, you know, I don't know. It's a tough thing. But the first thing I heard was this is a witness protection program thing where they just did it early in the morning. They had somebody stay behind. There were a lot of weird coincidences, like his sister is the one that put it out to the dirty ones. Apparently, this is all alleged. I've tried to check all this stuff out, but the facts are so hard to come by because I'm not there, right, on the East Coast. But
well, we did have an interesting anonymous video of the accident. The accident itself, they are claiming, I do not know this for sure, but they are claiming that this is the actual motorcycle accident.
So,
and it cuts real good.
Yeah, so obviously this is, so we've looked at this, Hollywood and I have looked at this in great detail. We have a, when you show it over the internet, it doesn't show it good, but we'll go frame by frame here. But what we discovered by looking at the original video is it looks like there is a white car that comes into your screen, looks like it's going about 35 to 40 miles an hour. There's a black car that is turning to its left, and then you see a motorcycle come into frame, which looks like it's traveling a little faster than what the white car was. And again, this is all estimating. And then you can see a large flash, and that is where it looks like the black car, the sedan, pulls out into the intersection and the motorcycle hits it. But it cuts off, and I'm a video editing professional. I've been editing a video and compositing for 20 years. And by going through...
There goes Marco patting himself on the back.
No, I'm just saying. So I'm pretty good with knowing when somebody composites stuff and somebody tries to... You know, because these days you could do anything with any video, right? I mean, there's a lot of ways to tamper with and forge stuff and figure it out. So this looks like it's taken from a phone, from a security footage is what it looks like to me. What about you?
It looks like it was taken from a security footage. But to me, I don't believe in this kind of conspiracy theory, especially with the witness protection program. If that was the case, the government be faking the death of every mobster out there.
I think they've done it before.
Well, they might have done it before, but how much of a value witness would he have been compared to an organized crime figure?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not even really close. I mean, he'd have some way low profile people if he were. This is all speculation, by the way. But yeah, I mean, you know, in this day and age, we ask a lot of questions. And then I say this all the time to everybody that I'm with. Bro, you can't do anything in 2023 without it being recorded somewhere. ATM, Ring doorbell. There are so many cameras on planet Earth. I don't think you can go almost anywhere without being recorded. So it doesn't surprise me that this video pops up. What surprises me about this video is a couple of things. Number one, it was sent to us anonymously. Nobody. And that happens a lot. We get a lot of stuff anonymously that we have to try to figure out if it's real, is it not real. I did try to go back to the intersection and see if I could match it up to where they allegedly say he was. I couldn't do that. I didn't have enough time. We just got this video a few hours ago. But, you know, and again, I'm not freaking Dick Tracy. I mean, I'm just some guy. So, yeah,
We wanted to address the rumors. And, right. Boy, they came out hardcore. As far as rumors concerned, I know that he was on our program, and you know, a couple weeks later, this happened to him. So I do send out prayers and stuff to the family. But here's the thing: I have been, people are asking, well, do you regret how you went on the show with him? And no, I don't. I don't regret it at all. A lot of people say that I'll gaslight a guest. Here's the problem. I give you the platform
right. To
come on and tell your story, but that does not mean you will not be challenged.
And you should be challenged. Now, I've always said, because I got accused of bringing, because I'm the one, I saw him, I said, hey, we should have this guy on. So, I have to take responsibility for bringing him on the first time. But, and people are like, oh, well, you were
and me. The second like, one.
But I've always said, look, I liked Jersey. He's always, everything he sent to me, he always backed it up with stuff. So, and people felt that I brought him on to be crucified by you, and that's not the case. I just actually was trying to have him confirm a few things that I had heard, and I know he was a former pagan, and then it went from there. Listen, this guy was not, and again, he was not afraid to say a lot of things, right? I mean, and you and I know this better than almost anyone in Hollywood. You talk a lot about things that go on in this world. You put a serious mark on your back. You put a serious target on yourself when you start exposing things that the people don't want to hear, man. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, it is just we try to walk this fine line every single day we crack the mic here just to report news and really try not to speculate as much. You know what I mean? So anytime
TikTok
Shadow, is filled with that.
Yeah, let's answer a question here. Do you think you two are being set up for Jersey's accident, it being just a short time after the podcast? No.
Yeah,
you got to remember, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist. And, I know others are, but I had no responsibility with whatsoever in that.
Yeah, I mean, we're, thousands of miles away. This happened in Richmond, Virginia. But listen, do I feel... at the end of the day, again, you have to specify or preface everything by saying, we're going on the assumption that this is all true. A person has died. A human being has died. Now, I got a lot of text, actually, from people that, listen, Jersey made a lot of enemies. Let's not sit here and pretend. So I got a lot of text from people that were laughing, that were saying, I got what he deserved. I mean, there's a lot of people on my TikTok. I put a TikTok video out yesterday about the accident once we confirmed everything. And there were a lot of people, that are just keyboard warriors saying crazy stuff, man. I mean, I don't know. I think he was a dad. I wasn't sure. But, I mean, he's only 35 years old. He was somebody's son. He was somebody's brother. And he was a brother in an MC club. And what I want to say at the start, I wanted to say this right off the bat, but we kind of jumped into things. Listen, no matter whether you hated Jersey or you loved Jersey or you thought he was the biggest POS on the face of the earth or he was one of your club brothers, a human being has died. And no one really deserves that. And he died doing something that everybody watching this video does. Every time you swing your leg over your motorcycle, you are taking your life into your own hands. We all know that. If you're a clubber, it's even a higher percentage of something else happening while you're on a very dangerous motorcycle. I don't know about you, and I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to get too crazy, but I mean, I know that there's a likelihood.
I always say that I don't even, you know what, you don't wish nothing on your enemies like that. That's especially how young he was. The big problem I had with them was throwing the club names around. The clubs can't, you know, put their side of the story out on air. They might talk to us behind the scenes.
Right.
But at the same time, they cannot present a defense against something like that. And there's just too many people out there that get butthurt or get their pecker in a fire that would rather go out on a platform and bash their old clubs. And then when they come on a show like me, when there's pushback, then they go around crying wolf that, hey, he set me up. Well, nobody set you up to come on my show. I never even invited him on the show. It was you. Yeah. So let's get that out there.
Yeah, there was no setup. I was simply trying to find answers, and he was putting stuff out on TikTok. And there are a few other creators on TikTok that I'm in contact with that we're doing similar things, the same thing. And here's another caveat of what's happening here. So this is a ball rolled up into one big thing. So number one, and this goes to somebody that I have a lot of respect for that has said this, and now I'm going to start saying it because it's 100% true. If you're born in 1980 or earlier, this is all foreign to you. You're looking at this thinking, what are people running their mouths for? What are we doing here? Why is this even a thing? Why are there one percenters on YouTube? Why are there people discussing club business on YouTube? 1980, earlier. 1980 or later, this is the way you have done your entire life. You have been online. You have been on your iPad. You've been DMing. You've been sending pics. Your life has been filmed from the day you were born. So we're at this weird thing where a lot of guys in the club, older guys like me, and you, we've seen it from before. So we are confused on why people do this. But man, I'm telling you, this is the start of something that's never going to end. People are going to go to Facebook. They're going to go to TikTok. They're going to go to whatever the new thing is. And they're going to say, this is what happened to me in my club. This is why it's not right. Because that's what they've been doing their entire life.
True. And some people wanted to see the video. I'll show it one more time for those just coming in.
Can you run it?
What do you mean?
I don't know if you could run it frame by pausing it because we can. I don't know if anybody's watching from New Jersey from Richmond, Virginia. I mean, it looks like it's near a mall or a strip mall because there's that billboard there. I mean, if we can identify the place. Let me tell you something. I follow somebody on TikTok. I should know. Damn it. I should know. But this guy, you just send him a picture and he tells you exactly, you know, he could tell you where you were and you know what I mean? They have these damn detectives.
That's one thing, Mother Jones, that I had a question as soon as I seen the video. I was like, is this a security cam or a cell phone? Because if it was a cell phone, then it could lead you into the discussion of, well, was this a setup or something like that? Because who the hell would have a cell phone on at that exact same location when it happened?
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's no possible way you could just be filming with your phone that random second there and have that. My theory is that somebody has security footage from whatever store that is, saw it on there, took it with their phone. I mean, I've done that before when I needed, when I wanted to see something and just take it with your phone just so you can see it because you can't get it off the security footage. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not fucking Columbo. So, I mean, I'm it doesn't mean I'm right.
Even though he acts like it, you know, he's not Columbo. He's more like Afro.
I'm speculating, but you have to say that because, you know, so anyway, if there's anybody online that's a detective, you could see that little that intersection there, and let's just see if it's in Richmond, Virginia, where allegedly this happened. I mean, we read the article, and the address is right there.
Let's put it out there, Marco. Do you feel like he had a reason to go in the witness protection, if that's what everybody's saying?
Well, I saw, so what people may not know is I saw he forwarded me the charges that he had, right? And then I went on to the, you know, to do the research to figure all this out, because we don't just come right on here and speculate. learn lessons there. I went and pulled the Department of the docs of the people that were involved in where he was picked up, right? Because there were a lot of people. There are a lot of pending cases. And then putting Victor's thing saying that he was due back in court. I did pull those, and there were court dates that he was to be called on other cases, I think. So that was given to me by somebody else that was our member. We had a lawyer friend of ours email me on the show. So saying all that to say, there were, I don't know. I mean, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I never believe what's right in front of me. I always think that there's something else. So I'm probably more likely to believe. I mean, I know it happens. I mean,
more likely to believe that they might have scooped him up and he's over in New Mexico right now living with our old boy.
I don't want to be the one to say, man, I don't know. I mean,
no, man, be honest. See, that's the one thing about me. I'm honest with everything. If I thought so, I would say yes, it was. But to me, I think it was a freak accident. I think that
the timing, though, man.
I don't know if this video is actually of that accident.
Right. Well, that again, you know, we literally just got this video probably 2 hours ago. We haven't had time to confirm it exactly. So we wanted to bring it to everybody because this is a hot topic. Somebody said he disappeared like Paul Walker in the comments. Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I just know enough that.
And well, like Joey just said, and this is very true, that wouldn't make sense because the trials are still pending and he can't come back from the dead to testify.
Well, but he could be pulled off the. So so let me play devil's advocate. And I like what the Mercy Show has said here. He says, look at that shit. They with Falco, they faked that one club president's death. I mean, nothing is against, you know, the government has the ability to do everything. But let me throw this to you. So let's say you got a witness that you need to get 5 or 6 high profile members, and he's out on social media running his mouth, and there's only, and you can't, and he's becoming too high profile. What is the obvious thing you do? You can't just take him off the street if he's going to be. You have to.
Sure, you just put him in a Mormon covenant with 6 wives.
No, that sounds like prison, dude. I don't know. I mean, I think a lot of it, if I'm being honest, maybe I'm a little over the top.
And it looks like Joey is law enforcement. He said he had a witness vanish and it destroyed the government case.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had stories. We had a story a few days ago about a significant witness for the Outlaws. Remember the story we covered there that has disappeared and now there's no case. I mean, if you don't have a witness, you don't have a case. We all know that. So it just has a lot.
You know what? Then, you know, with what you just said with the AOA, you're implying that they did something.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying what the article said. The article said that the witness is not available there, and so they're dropping the charges. That's what they reported in that news story. So I'm not inferring that at all.
It's like if you go into a bar, you get in a fight with somebody and you knock the hell out of them. Initially, they'll write a report on you. And then the next thing you know, they don't show up to court on their own accord. So I don't think the club had anything to do with it. And I don't think Jersey's ex, because a lot of people are inferring that the Pagans or the Dirty Ones had something to do with it. I don't believe that. I don't believe the club was involved. I believe it was a tragic. Valid.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, it very well could be. And just to be clear, I'm not specifying that either. I'm not alleging any one of those two clubs had anything to do with it.
I don't know, Julie, by the way you said witness. So I didn't know if you were a cop, attorney, prosecutor, whatever.
But I will say this, man, the timing. It's always about the timing. And, man, the timing, you know, I think it's less than a month that he was, you know, because Victor gave us the, you know, he had the paperwork that he texted me pictures of the paperwork of him having to go back to court in April 22nd.
Let me ask you this. Do you find Victor credible?
No, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a freaking lawyer. Probably not. I mean, dude, everybody's. Here's what I've learned in my. I hate when you're putting me on the spot.
Marco's feeling that lighter under his ass right now.
But now all of a sudden you're gaslighting me. So listen, There's always story A. There's always story B. The truth is always in the middle somewhere because people have their own spin on what happens. I don't know. Not really. I mean, dude, nothing against Victor if you're watching, man. I think you're a cool guy. I think in a court case, they would rip him apart.
That's what confuses me, Marco, is, see, that's why I interview the way I do, is to dig deep into them. I dig so deep, I'm up in that ass. And I let them talk where they're able to tell me that story. So with you, I'm confused. We had two interviews with Jersey. Yeah. He came in with our author or Victor.
Victor, yeah.
And then he jumped off of the show right away. So I wonder what that says about them as a person, how we interviewed them, and the answers that we got. Can you not see where everybody's coming from, where they say, you know what, this don't make no sense?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I tend to believe people until they prove me wrong. But I mean, listen, I could be, and I'm always right up. You know that, man. I'm right up front. I could be 100% wrong. To me, I like to look at the whole thing, and the timing of, for me, timing is a lot. And the timing that something happens to somebody, I don't think it's ever a coincidence.
Or it's
maybe
karma.
It is. I mean, it could be. And
it
again,
could be karma.
I have a couple of Google News alerts because I do biker news, I do motorcycle news, and I have motorcycle news as one of my Google alerts. I must get 60 to 80 hits a day on motorcycle news of people dying in motorcycle. I'm not even kidding. The accidents from the East Coast to the West Coast, people die every 10 minutes on a motorcycle. So,
well, we didn't even discuss that. The car that hit them stayed at the scene. Now, if it was a hit, don't you think that car would have left?
Okay, let me play devil's advocate. If you need a witness, okay, so if somebody just hit him and left, how weird would that be? If you were a government agency, wouldn't you want somebody to stay there to give a report of what happened?
Because you know what? I see it. I do it all the time about hit and runs. Everybody knows that's something that gets my blood boiling when somebody hits a motorcyclist and don't stay on the scene.
What I'm saying is they could have paid somebody to be the hitter to file the report to say, hey, I hit this person and he died. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody out on the road. You pick him up. You put him in. It's in the paper that he's dead. There's a witness that stayed there. It looks like it's very clean. I don't know. Maybe it's the Italian in me, but clean is never good. Hardly anything is so clean, right? I mean, do you know anything in your life that's ever been that clean? Oh, yeah, there it is. It's good. He's there. There's all the details. There's a video. We're good to go. What's the next case? I don't know. To me, it's a little clean.
Well,
it happened so early in the morning. Now, I talked to a few people that know his schedule that
he does work nights.
He does work nights. So what are you doing up at 6 o'clock in the morning? Number two, the intersection that he was at is not very well traveled. And then by the time everybody got there to do whatever, he was already, they already, you know, again, these are all, this is just what I'm gathering from other people. I was not there, but he's in the ambulance, pronounced dead and taken away. And the person that hit him stayed there to file the report, to have it all on file. I mean,
now do we know the background of the person that filed the report? Was it a woman? Was it a man? Was it white? Was it black? Was it Latino?
Yeah. That has not come out yet, as far as I know, in all the stuff that I've been looking for. But again, this is happening by the second, right? So we're trying to fill in the details.
And it's not real. It's not real. How can I say this? You had that, from what I seen in the video, you had one of the most common accidents that happened to motorcyclists, and that's a car turning the left.
Yeah, no, 100%. I like Sam Young, Marco Dumby. Thank you. But I also like what Chris Carlina says here. I get what Marco's saying. It's possible, although he says I'm Italian and think like that. Listen, man, I'm just telling you what I think, dude. You want to call me dumb or a conspiracy theorist? That's up to you, but I'm just saying.
I'm not calling you dumb.
No, I'm saying Sam, who said Marco, Marco Dumby. Call me Dumby. So I don't know.
Do you believe the outfit was involved with JFK too?
Oh, I 100% the government killed John. That's already That dude, that is you. All you need to do is do that two or three searches. You'll find that out very quickly. There is a 100% chance.
You think the outfit was involved, or you think CIA? What?
Yeah, no, I think the government killed John F. Kennedy. There's no doubt in my mind. It's already been proven. If you see, there, it's already out. That's why they, dude. It's been 75 years. Why do you think they keep pushing back the real story of what happened? And it's all redacted. It's all in there.
Oh, it is. But let's, you know what? There was a good question in there. You brought forward the paperwork on Jersey.
Right.
You talked to an attorney, and what did the attorney tell you about that?
Yeah, I have to
see the attorney. We haven't got him on yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him on.
What did he tell you?
I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the exact. I mean, I could pull it, but to paraphrase, he's in Texas. And he tries a lot. He's got a lot of people that are motorcycle clubs. He said specifically, I've never seen somebody with this amount of drugs and what happened and all the things that were stacked against not go to prison. There's no possible way. I mean, he's going to come on our show here and he'll tell more eloquently than me. But he basically said to me, there's no possible way that he's out just without something.
Because of the goodness of the judge's heart.
yeah he said he said the minimum he would be 15 years, so and that's so again you, that's really
so how do you now know, because it sounds like you knew he was a rat. How does that make you feel now when people go into your comment section and say, well, he was a rat, good for him, he's dead? How does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, obviously, look, man, I hate rats and I hate cops and I hate all that shit. So, I mean, but I'm also a human being and I have compassion, and the fact still remains. This is some dude's brother. This is some dude's son. This is a human being.
Does a rat show compassion for his brothers as he's lighting them up to do 25 to life on a RICO?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, I mean, dude, I mean, like I said, I'm Italian. I've seen this play out a number of different times. In this is why I'm thinking that
I'm just having a conversation. I'm just digging more into it and asking if, you know, he was a rat and he doesn't have any compassion. Why should anybody else? And I'm addressing the comments that were in my, you know, comments.
Yeah. I'm not here to tell anybody how to live their life and how to feel and whatever. I just know how I feel. And, you know, I'm obviously, you could even take it one step further. What if he was ratting on me? I mean, I would be pissed. Yeah, of course. And, you know, if I had to do somebody else's time because somebody can't keep his mouth shut, I would be like, hey, man, that's what you get. I mean, dude, I mean, we're all human. Come on. But I mean, at the end of the day, this guy died on his motorcycle. And you know, I mean, I don't know, man. It's hard. For me. What about you? You think he's cool that he's dead?
No, I don't think any human being should die. I'm just presenting the other case, other
side.
All right.
So what? Okay. So let me throw it back at you. So he's a rat and you still think that way?
No, he should die.
Boy, you flipped. It took 2 seconds for you to flip.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen with me.
Yeah. I mean, so that's what makes, I will say this. That's what makes this case. This is why I put this out on my TikTok channel. And I think it got like 60,000 views in a day because there's all this wrapped up in it, right? I mean, there's a lot of layers here. I just hate stamping something with one thing. There's just a lot of layers, right? And so I think that gives people a side to be like, hey, he's this or he's this. And that's why there's so much interest in this story, because you don't know. And there's a lot of details that are in there and a lot of arguments you can make. And there's no right answer.
Well, you know, maybe we do need funeral from the pictures from the funeral. What do you think?
Man.
Maybe open casket will let us know. I'm not trying to be cold hearted, though, man.
Well, I mean, what about his family, though? See, now you got innocent people that have to endure all this. That's why the show has to be done.
How is it innocent when they didn't talk to him for a couple years anyway?
Well, that's the other part that I forgot to mention. I heard from the guy that gave me the post on Facebook, says his sister's the one that put it out, and they haven't spoken in a few years, which just seemed odd. But again, I mean, if your brother dies and you haven't spoken to him in a couple of years, I mean, maybe you would put it out. You could. That's what I'm saying. There's no clean answer with this story. It just doesn't go away.
if you want to call in, you can call in, give us thoughts. 847-957-1656. The phone lines are open now. I kind of have a feeling here Marco's going to get his ass tore up.
I'm used to it, man. Come on, dude. I've been doing this for a long time.
This is true, man. This is true, but you got the madhouse in this sucker right now.
I do.
Hold on a second. You're on air, man, with the madhouse. What's up?
What's up? It's Sasquatch. How are you?
What's up, Sasquatch? How you doing? Welcome to the show. What's your thoughts?
Oh, man. Well, okay, to start out, I think that the more you fuck around, the more you'll find out. Excuse my language. And, like, but also, you know, every time you get on two wheels, there's that risk. You know what I mean? There's going to be that dumbass out there. You know, so it's kind of a 50-50. You don't really want to say he's a snitch until you see paperwork, my opinion.
See? I'm with you on that.
There's just certain terms you don't throw around that will get you ended up in a ditch. You know what I'm saying? And that has nothing to do with a club. That just has to do with fucking reality.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how I feel about it. Do I see paperwork? Does he look like a snitch? Does he smell like a snitch? Hell yeah.
Well, you know what? You bring a good point up, Sasquatch. I want to really thank you for chiming in here because I forgot. So everything I checked out that Jersey told me, it was true. And no one could provide exact paperwork saying he was testifying against him. I looked hard. So
problem with that, the what you're talking about, Marco, and you did say you're Italian. He was random. And I appreciate your call, Sasquatch.
He's a good guy.
We're going to take some more calls right here. Thanks for
thanks for having me.
Yeah, right, take buddy. Care, man. Appreciate you.
And if you're Italian, you would know that you shouldn't be on the internet admitting to gun crime.
Oh, come on, dude. Of course. Dude, I mean, that's what I mean. You get silenced very quickly when you're doing dumb stuff. You know that. I mean,
so do you
listen,
think,
I'm not saying he was a perfect guy.
Do you think true organized crime is going to wait for that paperwork?
No, not even close, bro.
And that's what you got to explain to the audience, because most of the audience is in this mindset. Well, we need to see the paperwork. Well, if you're on the street, the real street, there is no time for any doubts, especially if you're up in that stuff.
And I'll tell you what I found. I mean, obviously when you're helping or you're helping the government or whatever, they specifically don't put it in there so people can't find it. So I realize that.
Now answer Joey's deal. It's on the screen.
Sentence over a year ago has not been sentenced. That only happens when they are waiting for their cases to close before they give your downward departure. Yeah, so you're 100% right, Joey. So that's what I was saying. So in the paperwork that I saw, there were dates that he was expected back, and it wasn't clear on why he was going back. But again, I always love to play devil's advocate. They wouldn't, if he was telling on people, they wouldn't say that in the paperwork, because obviously they don't want that out there, or it'd be redacted or all that stuff. So
actually, there used to be, let's see here, who we got coming in here. Let's see here, an accused pay. Okay, I'll check that out from 718. But there used to be a file, and most federal inmates would know this, that if they took out a piece of paper if you worked for the government, because when you go on the yard or come into prison, they would check that paperwork. So they took that kind of stuff out. But what about his bond?
Yeah.
Did Jersey look like somebody who could actually provide a bond?
No. And the people that I talked to, that was a big thing, because this guy was out on the street doing a lot of stuff. I think he worked a little bit, but not for what they said. And he said his lawyer was pretty expensive. And dude, let me tell you something. You know, I've had lawyers. I mean, dude, when I got in trouble when I was 19 years old, my dad put 10 grand down a lawyer, and that shit lasted about a month. So that was 20 years, 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I don't know, man.
And like Joey said, they took his ankle monitor off.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know that. So, I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I don't have all the answers here. I know you're trying to throw it to me, but
now the Italian in you what do you, how do you, could, how could you explain how a setup like this would go down?
Well, number one, I'll be very clear. I'm not in the mafia. I have never been in the mafia, but I just, I mean, I have family members that, that know stories or whatever. I mean, I, you know, the way this would have gone down for that, he would have, it never would have made any news. He would have just have disappeared, especially when you're on TikTok producing videos. And some of those videos, the first one that caught my eye was security footage, you know, of a motorcycle club doing something that I thought was not great. And then he took it down, but he was putting up, again, everything he said, he had video footage and paperwork for. So that's what I mean. I mean, I checked him out. The guy, every time he said something, he had something to back it up with.
Well, you're talking about how the feds would have done this and that.
Not the feds. I said the
don't you think they would have provided him with what he needed?
Oh, who? The feds?
Don't you think the feds would have provided Jersey with what he needed to get by?
Yeah, probably. And they would have provided him a way out of all the mess that he's caused, which is, well, a good way to do that is to fake your death. It's been happening for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean.
Now, Joey said if he was pre-trial talking like that online, his bail would have been revoked immediately.
Well, yeah. And there were a few times when he was on our shows that he was just admitting to a whole bunch of other felonies that he wasn't even in trouble for at that point. I mean,
I'm just reading comments from my comments section from the day. It's not like I'm asking you. I'm just asking the comments.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'd love to hear other people. I have people on TikTok, and I know one guy I really want to call because he's very adamant that this is a setup, and hopefully I'm going to go back to my TikTok channel because I'm trying to do two things at once here. Yeah. So call in, I want the guy that just commented to call in. I think he was trying earlier because I would love to get his side of the story.
What side of the story is that? Remember, no swearing when you call in.
What? Who are you telling me?
No, I'm talking to the people that call in.
Yeah, no, he said he was going to try to call in here. So let's hopefully he does. He's on my TikTok right now talking. So try to call in. And if you have anything, put the number back up, will you? Because they probably don't know what the number is.
I just don't see why the government would go to so many lengths to protect somebody like Jersey. I don't.
Well, I mean, if they can listen, you know this for a fact, dude. If the government can get bigger and better and higher and whatever, that's why they RICO. I mean, they'll try to get the highest person with the least amount of resistance. That is 100%. That's how they RICO you. That's why it's always conspiracy, because they're trying to get, they never want the rat. They never want the low life. They want the next guy up, and it never stops until they get to number one.
Sasquatch Hollywood, how would you feel if you took your brother out and come to find out he wasn't the snitch? See, the problem with that is you got two scenarios. One, most motorcycle clubs ain't organized crime, and they're not out there trying to make tons of freaking money. But on the other hand, if you are in organized crime and, you know, you're into some dirty stuff, you don't have an option. You know, you don't. That's the way the streets work.
Yeah.
And there's been many times where somebody was killed and they were innocent, but because of the risk, that's what happens.
Yeah. I mean, you're 100% right. I mean, and, you know. That's, again, I go back to, that's why this is so interesting just as a story alone. It's, there's so many layers to what has happened, what he was doing, the timing, what he said, who he had dirt on. And I'm telling you, everyone wants to sit here and peg and be like, oh, Marco, but no one provided 100% proof. This dude was snitching on every, I looked, I spent 20 hours, you know, one week looking. So
you don't think all the coincidences and a guy who's facing trial and openly admitting the crimes on a worldwide program, you don't think that? You don't think he was afraid of, you know, putting out that kind of information?
Well, I asked him specifically, if you go back and watch the video, I said, are you afraid that, you know, and he's like, no, I mean, whatever happens, happens. I mean, he didn't seem like he really cared about the repercussions.
Well, that's what I mean. He don't care about the repercussions because then he has somebody backing him. That's the only way somebody would not worry about the repercussions of talking like that during a case coming up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I agree with you. You know, I'm trying to get there's somebody, Jersey Kid on TikTok. I hope you they won't. He says we gave the number out. Give me the number. I think they're watching me. It's 847. It's 847-957-1656. If you want to chime in, I'd love to hear you. 847-957-1656. Let's hear from you.
It's on the screen.
Yeah, they might be watching me on my TikTok. Doesn't have the screen. I think it's just a.
Oh, because, okay.
Yeah.
So oh, okay.
I don't have enough followers yet because I'm a loser. So, yeah. 847-957-1656. I would love to know what the regular people are.
You're on with the Madhouse. Make sure you turn down your phone or whatever you're listening to us on. And come on. Who am I talking to?
Jersey Kid.
All right. This is Kid. What's up, Kid? It's Marco
Jersey
and Hollywood.
Jersey Kid. What's up, man?
You listen, man. I'm going to give you guys the right on facts here. He was the first one in the North to get arrested. Once he got arrested, then other mother club in that club got arrested. Then all of a sudden, Conan gets arrested. Like, come on, man. The writing is on the whatever you call it.
On the wall.
Let me ask something. I was in a near fatal accident. Do you think the town police investigated? And I was in a big city like Roanoke. I was in Newark. No, the county prosecutor's office with the state police investigated my accident. I didn't die. Mm-hmm. And how was his name released in under 24 hours?
Mm-hmm.
He's not from Virginia. He's from New York, New Jersey, Jersey City.
Right.
So how did he come out in under 24 hours?
It is suspicious that it's not the state police that would that was the local police. That is something that's not.
Read on Pacer. You'll see he's a menace to society. How did he get bail? If he's a menace to society, how did he get bail?
Asking you, Marco, go for it.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not a freaking lawyer.
You're not getting bail.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jersey? Do you think the motorcycle accident was real, or do you think that the feds were involved?
And I'll say this, and like I said, I would say this because radio type, this is all me speaking, nothing to do with my nation. He is not dead. I guarantee he's going to see all this stuff coming out about him, and he's going to pop back up because he wants to defend himself, Mr. Big Bad Guy. Couldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight.
So we got one caller who thinks so and another caller that don't think so. Very interesting.
Yeah, he brings up good points, though. Kid brings up good points with, you know, and then I'm, you know, obviously with the early in the morning, the sister releasing it and nobody seeing the, you know, the witness. And then the name comes out. I mean, it's just weird.
Let me ask some. In all honesty, he left work. And I can't tell people how I know. He used to leave work 3 a.m. every night when he worked. And I know this for a fact. Can't say how. 3 a.m. He was never out at 6 a.m. And I'm telling you, let me ask you guys something. You guys are smart. How do you move from the state of New Jersey to Virginia on an open Fed case in a luxury apartment with no job?
A lot of good questions, Marco.
I mean, I know. That's why I wanted him to call, because he's got a lot of makes a lot of points.
I went to the party because I was whatever in the nation at that time. There was like a party. He made a speech in front of everybody. Everybody looked. He said, you know, the feds came to my house. They said I got to leave because I'm going to get killed. And like, bro, what? The feds don't give a shit about you. They care if you're telling. But if you ain't telling, they don't care. You're worthless to them. You a gangbanger.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to this luxury apartment because I pulled up there. I said, this man got no job. He living in like $500,000 apartments in Virginia. Beautiful pond with the fountains and everything like that. You have no job. Your wife has no job.
So, Kid, do you think when he, I know he was scheduled. Go ahead.
I'm like, how much that apartment? $2,700. You got no job. You a bouncer. You got that job 6 months after you got there. You're a bouncer. How you paying for this? Because you tell him. You a teller.
So will we see if, now I know April 22nd was the date that I saw that he was scheduled to go back. So can we say definitely that if all these cases get dropped and all of a sudden there's no everyone is free, that he's definitely gone? Is that what or you think that he's going to come back on these cases and somehow these people will get prosecuted? Will that be able to tell you for sure if he's alive or not?
When I'm sitting at the federal courthouse at the bros that are going to face life in prison, and he sits there and he's got a point with his ugly bearded face with his tattoos because he thinks he's tough, and he's pointing at bros, then you know he told. When you do that witness protection thing, Mark, you should notice if you got Italian people in your family, you have to point them out. You have, yeah. No matter if they said you're dead or not, when you're in a tunnel in the courthouse, you're going to come in, you're going to point, and or they're going to black you out. They're going to put a screen over the witness box, and you're going to point.
Yeah, they basically just keep you alive long enough to testify.
Is what they how? Say. Let me ask you, how did he walk in with a bunch of birds of certain substances and walk right out? That man got, look at the charges he got.
I said the lawyer in Texas said there's no possible way.
Looks like Marco was on the hot seat, but Jersey Kid, I really appreciate you calling in, man, giving a lot of good insights into this Thanks, discussion. Jeff. You rock, appreciate buddy.
Yep, yeah, appreciate you calling, man. I'm glad you called. Yeah, so that, you know, so I mean, those are a lot of great points. How am I on the hot seat?
I don't know, man. Everybody's going after you in the chat room. I'm the. I don't know.
And this
man.
Is different. How this is different. How I'm always in the hot seat. Jay, my man, Jay, leave us Italians out of it. That's what he says.
There you go, man. this is very interesting today. This took a turn.
Yeah, no kidding. Jesus.
You know, I got Austin in there saying he was breeding French bulldogs, which brings in a lot of money per litter.
He told us that. He did tell us that. Remember, if you go back to look at that first video, you say, what are you doing? He's like, I breed French bulldogs. That's the first thing he said, actually. So I don't know, man. It's a story that's compelling for a number of reasons. But the biggest thing is because obviously the people think he's either dirty or that he's lucky. It has to be one of those two things not to have a ton of time for what he's actually been known to be caught with. So
we got the studio line again. You can call 847-957-1656. You can chime in on this subject or you'd burn Marco's ass. That's
why are you telling everybody that? You can see you're the one doing it. You're the instigator. But you know what? I got thick skin, so I can handle it.
You're on with the Madhouse. What's up? How you guys doing? Who are you?
Hey, Hollywood. Hey, Marco. This is the Kraut. I'm just calling. I got to just give it a quick one here, man. I think there's a lot of speculation going on about a lot of stuff that's probably nobody else's business. And it's none of my business, so I'm really not going to make any, comment on what this guy did or why he should have got whatever or whatever. I'm just thinking that a lot of times things like this just kind of feeds the drama for the wannabes and the wish they were. We know what's going on. We know that when the bad shows up, the mouth goes shut. And that, my friends, I'm taken down. Talk to you later. Bye.
Rock I love it, man. Great Rock call. On. Great call. And listen, we want all, there's no wrong call. And then listen, you can have your own opinion and I love it. I mean, he's got a lot of good points there too, man.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, our shows feed into the wannabes?
Well, this show, we are speculating because we don't know. Well, that's the bottom line. Nobody knows. But
I don't think I'm speculating. I think that the accident was a motorcycle accident. You're speculating that it might have been a hit.
You're dumb. I just said I believe conspiracy theories.
You're the one over here saying I'm playing devil's advocate. You're a conspiracy theorist, and I'm the one gaslighting.
Dude, that's exactly what's happening, you bastard. You know, we're supposed to be friends, man. Listen, but you have to admit, okay, let's put all the bullshit aside. You have to admit there's some strange things here. Yes or no?
I just say it's karma. Nothing strange about it.
You don't think anything with that guy that Jersey just said is weird, that there's just some weirdness going on here with it wasn't the state cops. It was the local. His name got released. None of that. The person stayed back for the nice, tidy case, nice and clean in and out. You don't think anything weird happened.
Well, when you're talking about news articles and his name being put in there, I cover news articles all the time and names are all over the thing.
Yeah, after like a, you know, 3 days. I mean, there was, they still haven't named a few people in some of the things that we've been reporting on for a week because they haven't been
well,
able
that's
to.
That's because they're afraid of retaliation and stuff, as they claim. But most of the time, they release the names of the deads within a couple of days. And I do that all the time. But point blank, I think it's karma.
Yeah. Well,
karma is literally a bitch.
I definitely believe in karma, man. I mean, whatever you put out in this world, you get back 10 times.
Now, does it feel weird that he came on our show and now he ends up dead? Yeah.
It does feel, you know, but, me, you know, again.
I did say, you know, see Black Dragon covered it as well. But do I have regrets for bringing him on the show? No, for one, I didn't. You did. And two,
I like how you keep blaming me, man. I said, hey, okay.
Did I bring him on the show?
You're an asshole. Yeah, no, you didn't bring him on the show. I was trying to get him to see if I could get him to clarify something. Well, we do have something here in the chat room. Want to bring? Can you bring this comment from Inked? What is it? Inked Up Redneck. It's getting ready to go.
I'm gonna find it. It's going so freaking fast.
It's at 8. Yeah, there you go. So he definitely passed away. I know him, and I'm a close family friend. So done. That's good enough.
There you go. Was Hollywood right again?
You know, man.
You're just like China now. You hate when I'm right.
Well, you know what's funny is you're rarely right. So every once in a while, a fucking blind squirrel will find a nut. And congratulations.
And I do have the obituary right here from China now. Daniel Thomas Hooven, Virginia Beach, Virginia, November 23rd, 1987 through May 19th of 2023. He passed away on May 19th. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Then it's just a pone right there and stuff like that. Now, he left behind a fiance who truly loved him, 4 beautiful kids who adored him, a mother who would do absolutely anything for him, 2 sisters, 2 brother, a niece, 3 nephews. He was loved for him everywhere and respected by all. He will always be missed and never forgotten. Fly high, you beautiful man.
Well, you listen, I will say what I was saying earlier when you called me, you know, what you call me, my bleeding heart. I mean, here is a brother. He's a father of 4 kids. And whether you hate him or you love him, whether you think he's a rat or not, a human being has died. And, you know, I feel bad. Feel bad for the family, and I feel bad for the people that rolled with him. We just got something from Beast Florida Harley who said he's dead. It was real. So who knows? I mean, like I said, I mean, at the end of the day, somebody, dude, the craziest thing is we just talked, and I talked to him, you know, he texted me, for a while, just trying to get him on the show, then afterwards, and then his side of the story, and it's just crazy that he's not here again. And I just want to specify one more time. Everyone that's been on this chat that has looked at this video most likely is a motorcycle rider. And we all have one thing in common. We love motorcycles. We love to ride. And at some point, it is a very high likelihood that we will face the same fate that Daniel Hooven has faced here. And that's dying on your motorcycle.
Road rage. I'm going to wait a while and see if any other guests randomly end up dead before I convince Hollywood to let me on.
Yeah. Let's find out the show is cursed. Yeah, I mean, dude, after I started doing a show with you like 2 weeks, I almost killed myself and hit a deer. Yeah, maybe you're cursed, dude. That's what it is. Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe. I don't know, maybe, man.
But what else
is going on in your channel and stuff like that?
Well, I do want to say thank you, Hollywood and Black Dragon. If you're still in the chat there, I know you guys have been mentoring me and helping me out.
Black Dragon out on that, he's recording a video right now about us.
But my channel recently finally hit 4,000. Thank you. I am blessed. I am very, very, very appreciative of everybody who has followed me on my channel. Even you, Steve. Steve Easy, that likes to, give me all kinds of shit. I think he may be a subscriber. Maybe he's not. He's been on some of my videos. But if you haven't gotten over there, it's Marco's Motorcycle Nation. I would love for you to hit the subscribe button as I try to continue to grow. We've got a couple of cool things coming up. I've got a couple of bike nights that I went to and had some fun and did some other things. I got a real cool interview coming up with a guy that's a chopper builder And I'm trying to do a little bit different content on that channel. So thank you to everybody that subscribed. It's Marco's Motorcycle Nation, and very happy to get to 4,000.
What do you think about Harley-Davidson teaming up with Anheuser-Busch and lending its logo to Budweiser?
Dude, Harley is making so many mistakes. It's like they're literally trying to, I don't know, what is Zeichen Zeus or whatever the hell is, I don't know what he's doing. There's a lot going on with that company. I really wanted to, I emailed somebody for our show tonight. He hasn't emailed me back. He put out a really good video about what Harley's doing. And it's, when you read behind the scenes, I know it looks like the stock is going up, but I think there's going to be a massive rug pull with Harley stock. I think it's going to go in the drain. I think they're shorting it because there's somebody on the board of directors who's actually really good at shorting. And I don't know if you know a lot about stock market, but it's basically betting that the stock is going to go in the shitter. Yeah. So one of the people on the board of Harley Davidson is a shorting expert, meaning he takes companies and he bets that they are going to go down. And, you know, you can make money in the stock market when stock goes down, just depending on what side you're betting and you're leveraging and all that stuff. Anyway, long story short to say that I think Harley's in for some stuff.
Well, I talk about my opinions over on Insane Wheels. Just put out the video there. Make sure that you go look at that. We got W9HJ Bill. My money is on someone plotting to tank the stock so that we can buy it up cheap.
Yeah, well, that's it
very well be right there. Don't forget to listen to the show Monday through Friday at 8:15 a.m. with China Dow. And Marco learned what it was like to be a guest under Hollywood today.
Yeah, I'm your host. I'm your co-host. I want to say hi to my girl, Mary. She's super sweet. Mary says, you're both excellent, Hollywood and Marco. So what do you think about that, Hollywood? Somebody actually likes me in the chat.
You still won't bring me on your radio show.
I told you, I don't have enough delay. I have enough delay for two cuss words, and then we're going to be all fired.
I won't be.
You're not exactly. You're not made for terrestrial radio, dude. I gotta watch my mouth. I'm surprised I am.
he's embarrassing me, everybody. That's just the way to say it. It's a good thing. But anyway, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for chiming in and calling into the show. Rock on, baby.
I say goodbye, vamoose, adios, ciao, so long, get your hat jacked.
Number one internet biker radio show is now available on Spotify and all major platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. Don't forget to become a subscriber on any one of these platforms so you can be notified right away when our weekly episode is uploaded. So you